And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 24th of December, 2014, Christmas Eve. It was on this day, 100 years ago, the last Christmas truce occurred along the Western Front during World War I. In the week leading up to Christmas, soldiers all over the battlefields had been lighting candles and making Christmas trimmings. When groups of German and British soldiers began shouting to each other, singing songs to each other, sometimes a soldier or two would even cross no man's land to take gifts to the enemy. And then, on this day 100 years ago, the men of the Western Front declared an unofficial truce, and many soldiers from both sides left their trenches to meet in the middle and to exchange tobacco and chocolate and sometimes buttons from their uniforms. They played soccer, they sang carols, and the truce lasted through the night, and in the morning they resumed the war. It was on this day, 1818, that the carol Silent Night was first sung. It was in Austria, in Oberndorf, at the Church of St. Nicholas. The priest, Joseph Moore, had written the poem 2 years before. His choir director, Franz Gruber, wrote the music, and they performed it that evening as a duet at the midnight mass. Father Moore sang tenor and played the guitar, and Franz Gruber sang bass. It was on this day, 1871, that Verdi's opera Aida had its debut at the Khedivial Opera House in Cairo, Egypt. The opera had been commissioned by Ismail Pasha, the Khedive of Egypt. He'd been educated in Paris, and with the Suez Canal under construction, he felt that Cairo might become the new Paris, and he wanted an opera to celebrate the opening of the canal. Wrote to ask Verdi if he'd write a piece of music. Verdi said he did not compose occasional pieces for money. But the Pasha went ahead and built an opera house anyway, which opened when the Suez Canal did in November 1869, and they put on Verdi's Rigoletto. And the next spring, the Pasha offered Verdi 150,000 francs, a huge sum of money, to write an Egyptian-themed opera. And Verdi went ahead. He composed Aida rather quickly. He couldn't go to the opening in Cairo because he got seasick easily, but it was quite a spectacle, and it was a huge success. Played 12 times in Cairo, opened in Italy a few months later. Verdi was in the audience, and the performers received 32 curtain calls. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hannon, Winter 30 Below with Sun Dogs. The sun came up, chased by dogs across a field of snow. As they passed the pile of broken logs, frost fluttered in the air between the birch trees, standing in that spot exactly where the ridge becomes a hill. In another 1,000 years, sky and woods and land will have come to be there still. And still pursued all day, a winter fox too smart for dogs. The sun goes in animal delight over the farthest edge of earth, not far ahead of night, and jumps into the dark pool with a last great splash of light. Winter 30 Below with Sun Dogs by Tom Hannon, from Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.